Hello?
Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah, who are you?
From Opinion Research, an independent research
company.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
I'm an independent.
And when it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas state legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of probably the same number of candidates from both parties?
Probably a slight majority of Republican.
And as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or it is time for a change and in direction and political leadership in Texas?
It's not time for a change. I've lived under both. I'm 70 years old almost.
Okay,
didn't work real well with the other ones in charge, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, correct?
Yeah, I'd say conservative, but yeah, that's fine.
And which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important: illegal immigration and the border, healthcare costs, the economy and the inflation and jobs, funding for public schools and teacher pay, abortion rights, gun violence, violent crime, or property taxes.
Illegal immigration.
That's the most important. And which is the next most
Absolutely.
Important problem? Or issue. The next most important, healthcare, the economy, funding for public schools, abortion rights, gun violence, violent crime, or property taxes.
I would say, can you repeat those real quick?
No problem. Healthcare, the economy, funding for public schools, abortion rights, gun violence, violent crime, or property taxes.
Well, you know, our economy's not that bad. I'm trying to think what the problem might be. I guess I would like the property taxes to be a little lower.
Property taxes. And next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, please. If you don't recognize one of them, just let me know and we'll go on to the next one. Laurel Jordan Swift. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Say that again.
Laurel Jordan Swift, do you recognize the candidate?
No.
Donald Trump, how would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Ken Paxton, do you recognize the name?
Very favorable.
Mark LaHood?
Favorable.
Just somewhat or very?
Oh, somewhat.
Steve Allison?
What's below somewhat favorable?
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion of Steve Allison?
Somewhat unfavorable.
The next one is Ted Cruz.
Favorable. Strong.
Very or somewhat?
Very. Very.
And the next one is Joe Biden.
Is there something that I can just take off the chart?
Very unfavorable.
What's the lowest rating?
Very unfavorable. Okay, and the last two, Kamala Harris?
Probably lower than Biden, but very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. And the last one, Colleen Aldred. Do you recognize the name, Colleen Aldred?
Yeah, very unfavorable.
Thank you. And in the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote if you have to choose today?
Well, the only one that's going to do any good is Trump. I don't like him that much, but you only got those three choices,
but
don't we?
If the election were held today, probably Donald Trump.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Aldred, the Democrat, which one would you lean toward if you had to choose today?
Cruz.
And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you lean toward if you had to choose today?
Probably LaHood.
And next, we're almost done with the survey. We're 65%. Thank you for your time. And next, I would like to give you some more information about both of the state house district candidates, Mark LaHood and Laurel Jordan Swift. The first one is Mark LaHood. He's a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. The next one is Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat. He's a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and try to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable healthcare to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. So based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Mark LaHood.
And now, which you agree with more? A statement A or B? Statement A, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Or statement B, the liberals' work philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Agree with A or B?
Well, that doesn't sound like too much of a choice, actually. But if I have to go, it's kind of like the presidential election. If you got to go with one of the three, and you got only two on this one, I guess I have to go with the first.
Statement A. Just somewhat more with the statement A. Okay. And what about those two? Agree with those who say Texas should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their family without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians? Or B, agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content? Statement A or B?
B.
And which is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border, A or B? A, Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. Or B, Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it. A or B? In the situation of the border.
B with one change. It's Texas not being overrun, it's being invaded.
Okay. Just somewhat with B, correct? Not as strongly.
No. Strongly with B.
Okay. And do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
Well, there is no law banning abortion. So I don't even understand the question.
But just, I need to read verbatim if you have to choose about do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion? Will you agree or disagree about that?
Read it again.
Yes.
Please.
Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
I agree with them.
And next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for a state legislator that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as very strong reason to vote against that candidate, somewhat a strong reason, or it's a weak reason to vote against that candidate. The first one is Swift. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. After hearing that, it's a very strong reason to vote against, somewhat, or it's a weak reason.
That's a very good reason not to vote for, yeah.
Okay. The next one is Mark LaHood. If elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he will put parents' access to convince a child using medical science through IVF at risk or of being made illegal in Texas. That's a very strong reason. Some other is a weak reason to vote against Mark LaHood.
That's not a very good reason.
Is that a weak reason or is that somewhat?
Yeah, strong? Weak, exaggerated.
The next one, Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection. It's a very strong reason, somewhat, or it's a weak reason?
It's a ludicrous reason.
It's a weak reason.
Right. I mean, I don't understand what you're doing. Okay.
This is the opponent that I made about the candidate.
Gotcha.
And the next one is Laurel Jordan. Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic polls will continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegal bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrants' crime to our communities. So that's a very strong reason to vote against Laurel Jordan, somewhat or it's a weak reason.
Very strong reason.
The next one, Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police. That's a very strong reason, somewhat or weak reason.
Somewhat.
The next one. Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that will siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors.
That's ridiculous.
Is that a weak reason or just
bummer? Yeah, pretty weak. Pretty weak. Okay.
The next one, LaHood is on record taking campaign contribution from a group even state Republican leaders say is wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women. That's a very strong reason, somewhat, or it's a weak reason?
That's a pretty weak reason.
The next one, Mark LaHood supports the Republican extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalize doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. That's a weak reason, somewhat, or it's a very strong reason to vote against Mark LaHood.
Very weak.
Very weak. And the next one, LaHood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms. That's a weak reason. It's a very strong reason to vote against.
Probably the same reason all that out-of-state money is funding all risk campaign. Somebody ought to check into that. Weak reason.
It's a weak reason, okay? And the last four, Mark LaHood is endorsed by an embrace anti-vaccination organization that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious disease and viruses. Weak reason, somewhat, or... Not at all. Or very strong, sir. And
three,
Mark LaHood claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder.
Weak. I don't understand.
And the last two, Laurel Tripp is an extreme pro-abortion advocate. That's a very strong reason to vote against. Somewhat, or it's a weak reason?
Weak reason.
And the last one. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education saving account to send their child to a private school. That's a very strong reason. Somewhat, or it's a weak reason?
Weak.
Thank you. And after hearing these statements about Mark LaHood and his beliefs, as well knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent representative, Steve Allison, in the primary, do you agree or disagree Mark LaHood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas? Agree or disagree with
that? No, I didn't. I did not agree with that.
Disagree?
It's fine.
Okay. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us. Here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for a state representative. And please answer if your reaction to it is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one, a former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Swift, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives in Austin. She will work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us. After hearing that, very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Negative.
The next one, Laura Jordan Swift believed Texas women should have the freedom to make their own healthcare choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including when medically necessary to save a woman's life. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Negative.
The next one, Laura Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for businesses and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share. Negative, neutral, somewhat positive,
negative.
Or very positive. Okay. The next one. Laura believed
that. How many more you got of these? How many more you got?
This is the last part of the survey. This
you got three more. Go.
To find out if you will continue supporting this candidate even after hearing what the opponent says.
Next
one. Thank you, sir, for your time. Laura believes that the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and required mental health background checks for gun sales. Negative, neutral, somewhat positive, or very positive?
Negative.
In the legislature, Laura will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Negative, neutral, somewhat positive, or very positive? Hello? Negative?
Negative.
Oh, I'm sorry. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will support expanding healthcare to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do. After hearing that,
negative.
Three more and we're done. Laura thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic problem solver, and in this legislature, working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done.
Sounds just like Biden. Same thing didn't happen.
Negative. The last two.
Yep.
Laura Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state will use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes. After hearing that, negative, neutral, somewhat positive, or very positive?
Neutral.
And the last one. As the Republicans in power continue to make millions in campaign cash for the big insurance company and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicles squeezing Texas consumer, Laurel Jordan Swift say it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates. After hearing that, negative, neutral, somewhat positive, or very positive?
Neutral.
And let me ask you again that you have a little more information. If you have to vote today, will you vote for Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
LaHood.
The last few questions for statistical purposes. What is your gender?
You said there were only
purposes?
Three.
Yeah, just the last few questions for statistical purposes.